We are holding on the chapter 4 of the book Keseda Sofer, and we are starting from the beginning, Halacha Aleph. We are going to learn Halacha Aleph a little bit fast because we saw it already, I think, and then we are going to continue more than that, Be'ezrat Hashem. Halacha Aleph, Sefer Torah Tefillin Umezat Tzarichim Lechtav Otan Bekavana Gdola Lishma. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzot needs to be written with the intention. Which intention? Intention of Lishma. That is, this is for Hashem. V'im k'tavan stam psulot, but if he wrote without intention, meaning stam, like a letter, no intention, so then, pasul. Nice, very nice book, very good. Where did you find it? At home? Yeah. So, what is the proof that you had intention? We say that if you have intention, kasher. If not, it's pasul. How do you know if you have intention or not? Is it only by thinking or by doing something? So he says, to make sure that you have intention, you need to say a sentence before you start to write. That you are writing a mezuzah, tefillin, or Sefer Torah, Leshem Kedushat Hashem. Leshem Kedushat Sefer Torah.
So if you're writing, let's say, Ketor, it also says Leshem Kedushat Ketor?
No,
what do you say for that?
No, you don't say anything. Nothing. Because it's not holy.
So why do people always say you have to read it from the thing?
It's not holy, but there is a segula from Sephardic, and only in a very specific way it's allowed to write it. Not in every... So it's not for now the Ketoret, okay?
And then when you write the, let's say, the menorah of Olam Hatzeir?
This is the same, it's not holy. Only Tefillin, Mezuzot, and Sefer Torah, this is what we're writing. Dehainu kodem shematril Sefer Torah tzayach shomar Sefer ze ani kotev leshem kdushat Sefer Torah. So what he needs to say in Hebrew, what is the sentence before starting the Sefer Torah?
Leshem
kdushat. Not only leshem kdushat Sefer Torah. It's areni kotev Sefer ze leshem kdushat Sefer Torah. I am Sefer Ze Ani Kotev. It doesn't say Areni, but it's the same. Sefer Ze Ani Kotev Leshem Kedushat Sefer Torah.
So we say Sefer Ze?
Yes, we need to write to say Sefer Ze, or Mezuzah Zo, or Tefillin Elu.
So Sefer Ze
Ani Kotev Leshem Kedushat Sefer Torah.
Sefer Torah. And Mezuzah Zo, no?
The same. Mezuzah zo, areni kotev leshem kedushat sefer Torah. Mezuzah, okay? Areni kotev mezuzah zo leshem kedushat mezuzah.
Okay.
Umaspik lo lechol ha-sefer. And this sentence will exempt him for the whole sefer Torah. Meaning that if at the beginning you said that sentence, you could be sure that even if you took 20 years to write your Sefer Torah, you still had the intention. Why? Because the beginning of it was with that sentence said.
So if you start today, you don't have to say tomorrow? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
You don't have to say
but
tomorrow.
It's good to say, though,
because
right?
If you want, but it's not obligated. Only at the beginning of the writing. Milvad Hashem HaTakdosh. Of course, when you arrive to Hashem's name, there is an extra sentence to say. But the sentence of intention, to have intention
to
write regular writing, not Hashem's name, needs to be said at the beginning of the writing. Of course, we're gonna learn later what needs to be said for Hashem's name. And the same is for the Tefillin Mezuzot. Yomar ani kotev parashat elu leshem kedushat Tefillin Mezuzah. He needs to say, Areni kotev, parashiot elu, or mezuzazo, leshem kdushat sefer Torah. So you need to say, not only, Areni kotev, leshem kdushat sefer Torah. It says, Sefer ze, Areni kotev, leshem kdushat sefer Torah, or mezuzazo, ani kotev, leshem kdushat sefer Torah. You understand? This is a sentence that needs to be said and needs to be known by heart. There is no Areni kotev, sefer ze, leshem kdushat sefer Torah, or Areni kotev, mezuzazo. Okay, you need to know it by heart. ואם לא הוציא כן בשפתיו אלא שחשב כן בליבו יש פוסלין אפילו בדיעבד וכן פסק רבנו. Now we go into details. This sentence is to be said. If someone thought about it and didn't say anything, what's the halakha? Some opinions are making this Sefer Torah, entire Sefer Torah, pasur. So you have the entire Sefer Torah written, and it's pasur. Why it's pasur? Because the Sofer didn't say properly the sentence before. This is some opinion. Pasul, completely pasul. This is also the opinion of Admor HaZaken.
He also agrees with that.
Admor HaZaken says, he says like this, Yesh lachmir b'shal Torah, v'lifsol afilu b'dieved, afal pi shechashav b'libo. Even if he thought in his mind, we need to be machmir more strict and put his mezuzah, tefillin, and Sefer Torah that he didn't say the sentence before, that is pasul. But however, we have some other opinion saying that is kasher, b'dieved, in the case that you did it already, not in the case that you want to do it from the beginning. But the Kesed HaSofer says it's kasher b'dieved. Admor HaZaken says pasul afilu b'dieved, meaning no pasul. This is the halacha aleph that the sentence is to be said. Halacha bet says kesheba lenamneim lo yachtov. Whoever is tired, I want to go to sleep, I want to go to rest a little bit, so don't write. If you're tired, don't write. As mishum de eno kotev as bekavana. Why? Because your mind is not clear and you don't have the intention. And if you don't have intention, so your sentence that you said at the beginning, it's not as a continuation because now you want to sleep. Bekavana lishma kmo beget shebeget tzarich liyot v'machshavato ko bechol toref haget shekotvo lishmo velishma. He needs to have in mind that he's writing lishma. שאב שלא מה בפיהי ואין צריך אלא בתחילת הכתיבה מכל מקום ומחשב אותו צריך להיות בכל הכתיבה שכותב לשם תפין ולא כי מתעסק באלמה. So we don't understand here, because we said that the sentence of the beginning is the main sentence for the whole Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzot, right? And then you say if you're tired, don't write. I understand if you're tired at the beginning of the Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzot, okay, no problem, because your mind is not clear. But afterwards, why you cannot write? You said a sentence at the beginning. At the beginning, you was in a clear mind. So what's the thing here? It looks like that we need two things. We need the sentence said and also a clear mind
to do the work.
To do the work also in the middle of the writing. And this is it says. This is what he says, that he needs to write always with intention that this is Lishma, this is for Hashem's name, for the Mezuzah, for the Tefillin, for the Sefer Torah. Meaning that only always have the intention, but the sentence is to be said only at the beginning, not every single time. Also, if he's drunk, lo yachtov, he should not write then. Mishum de eno yachol lechaven karoy. Why? Because his intention is not clear. Okay, so what is Halacha Bet? Halacha Bet is a continuation of Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph said that it needs to be with a sentence and nishma, meaning intention. Now, if you have defect in your intention, don't write. Why defect? Because you want to sleep, because you're drunk. Or you don't write, even if you said that sentence at the beginning.
You need to say it again.
No, you don't need to say it. Even if the sentence was said properly, if now you're tired, don't write. Even if you don't need to say that sentence. And even if that sentence was said already properly, as it should be. Why? Because in the middle of the writing needs to be your mind, lishma. You don't need to say it, but lishma, you need to have in mind that you're not only writing a letter or you're writing a piece of parchment. You're writing lishem for holiness. Halacha Gimel. כל הדבר צריך להיות כולו נכתב לשמה, שאפילו אם רק מאותו נכתב שלו לשמה, ורובו לשמה פסול. Now he says, if let's say I'm studying the mezuzah and I didn't say the sentence, what is the halacha if I didn't say the sentence and I write the mezuzah?
Pasul
according to who?
Admor HaZaken
and some opinions. But the Kesed HaSofer says that is kasher bedieved. Not kasher, but kasher bedieved. Meaning? Not chetzi chetzi, but it's. That's if you did it, we accept it, tolerate. Okay, we tolerate it. Now the thing is like this. If let's say I didn't say my sentence and I'm starting to write the shin, the two heads of the shin, I wrote it without saying the sentence, and then I remember that I didn't say it and I said the sentence, and then I finish the shin, meaning that a minority of a letter was said, a minority of a letter was written shelo lishma, meaning without the sentence. So he says pasul. Even a minority of the letter needs to be with the sentence before.
So wait.
So you write the bet of Bereshit of the Sefer Torah. Do you write the top of it? And you forgot to say the sentence. Then you say the sentence and then you continue the bet.
No bueno.
So don't continue. Erase and redo it.
So you gotta write on the top of that and then say rule number one. Say rule number two.
Of course.
That's what you gotta put on your table.
You need not on the paper that you writing
write
form.
It. You gotta write on top of it.
It says on it say right. For Sefer Torah Tfin, whatever you're writing, Leshem Dushat Sefer Torah Tfin Mezuzah. Okay, so what is the halakha here? That even the minority or a small part of a letter needs to be.
Even if you start just to put the little,
yes,
the first line of the bed,
anything.
Even,
yes.
Any, once you touch the ink without the saying.
Yes. Oh. Just erase it and redo it. ומכל שכן, אם מקצתו נעשה שלא על ידי כתיבה כלל, כגון שנפלה טיפה דיו ועשה ממנה איזה אות, שהוא פסול. Now, what is the other way of not having intention? First way is you want to sleep or you're drunk. Okay? This is the first way. Second way, or you didn't say the sentence, of course. This is the three ways. The fourth way is you dip your feather into the ink and then you want to write and suddenly a drop of ink
falls on it
and it's becoming what? A yud. Did you write that yud? No. Did you have intention that you're writing a yud? No. So this is writing without intention.
It's not writing.
Meaning the letter is wrote
by drop
by itself without intention. So it's included in those halachot that you need intention to write. You didn't have intention to write. You understand?
Can't erase it.
So what you need to do? So one second. So it doesn't say here, but the halacha is that you need to make something after saying the sentence. If you say the sentence at the beginning. If you say sentence at the beginning and then in the middle of the Sefer Torah a drop fell and became a yud, okay? So you need to make a longer foot of the yud, or you arrange it with writing. It's considered as if you wrote it with writing it. Why? Because you added with writing. You understand?
So wait. Since I have no intention, I just dipped and it dropped. Do I continue writing or do I erase it?
You need to make some addition to that yud.
Oh, so I can say Leshem Kedusha and then whatever.
The Leshem Kedusha Sefer Torah, you did it at the beginning.
Right.
Now you are in the middle of the Sefer Torah.
Right.
And the drop happens.
Ah, so you could.
So you need to add something.
This is a wave. Wait, now. This is. Okay, you told us three right now.
Yes.
Three ways that this is going to put soul.
Yes.
One, when you have no intention.
What is not intention?
When you say in the beginning the
you didn't say the sentence. Oh, you're tired and drunk.
Right. So those are two. Now this.
He's in the middle of the writing.
Yeah, but this has nothing for the beginning.
For the beginning, of course, it doesn't work. Why? Because you didn't say the sentence.
Right.
And if you didn't say the sentence, the minority
so
of the...
Why don't you say the sentence and then you're writing in the middle of the Sefer Torah, yeah, and it drops?
Then you could add to it and then it will be read it.
So what if it falls on the wrong part of it? You start to say erasing.
So of course, if it's a mistake, you need to erase it. But if, let's say, it fell on the right spot and right, just with that intention, so just add to it something. Okay. ואפילו אם אחר כך יעבור בקולמוס על כל האות לשמה, לא מהנה, דקתיו העליון לא מהנה. So he says, now, if he was at the beginning of the Sefer Torah Tfin Mezuzot, and the drop fell, and he became the first head of the Shin of Shema Yisrael. Okay?
Before saying the
sentence, okay? So you cannot finish the say the sentence, finish the shin, and then you pass on top of the first part with the new ink, because the lower ink was written without intention. You need to write the Torah. Why we need intention? Because it says Ochtaftam. You need to write it. A writing is with intention. Okay.
So that one has to be erased.
Needs to be erased. Okay. If you didn't say that, okay, so be careful. Before you basically, before you dip your feather into the ink, you say Arini Kotev Mezuzah Zo Leshem Kedushat Mezuzah, and then you dip into the ink and then you start to write. Because if you dip, it might fall on the cloth and you didn't say the sentence, and then you get in trouble here. Got it? הלכה דלת, קודם שיתחיל לכתוב טוב, שינסה את הקולמוס שלו, יהיה עליו דיו יותר מדי ויקלקל. הלכה דלת is a branch of Halacha Gimel. What Halacha Gimel said? Halacha Gimel said that if happen to be the minority of any letters to be written without intention, So it's pasul, okay? At the beginning of the writing. Yes or no?
Yes.
It's pasul. The Halakha Dalet says that it's always good that before you start to write, you have a parchment piece just to check your feather in order to not arrive to a problem that your kulmus has too much ink. And if he has too much ink, when you press on it, then it's becoming big issue of ink here. So it's always good to start with writing on the side one, two letters in order to know that it's working good. הלכה A, כשכותב ספר תורה צריך שיהיה לפני ספר אחר, מוגר היטב, שהעתיק ממנו שאסור לכתוב אפילו עוד אחת שלא מן הכתב. Now, after we spoke about intention, what mean intention? To say the sentence and to have in mind lishma in middle of the writing. There is something that touching that halacha. To have intention, you need also to write down from a text. Meaning that even if you know by heart your piece of Torah, and you know exactly where there is a yud, where there is a vav or missing yud, you know everything, right? You need a paper from which you're writing. You cannot write by heart. Oh, but I know the first pasuk by heart. I know how to write. No, you cannot write without a paper in front of you.
A guide.
So some people are putting behind the cloth. Next in the bottom, but no matter what, you need to have that paper here. לכן יזהר כל סופר שיהיה לו חומש מוגה היטב על ידי בעל מגיע מומחה שיעתיק ממנו. Therefore, you need to make sure that you have. So for today, it's not a big story because we have PDFs of the PDF of the tikkun. So it's not a big story. ומכל מקום אלא צריך לראות כל תיבה בפני עצמה מתוך ההעתק, אלא כדרך המעתיקים לוקחים שניים שלושה תיבות בבת אחת או יותר כפי הרגילו בתורה. And he says, but you don't need to see each word, בראשית, בראשית, ברא, ברא. You don't need to see before each word. You could see בראשית ברא אלוקים, בראשית ברא, because אלוקים is Hashem's name, so בראשית ברא, you write בראשית ברא, and then אלוקים, you write אלוקים. Et ha-shamayim ve-et, et ha-shamayim ve-et. Okay, so you take a few, just like when you copy down from a book, from a sidur or something, you copy down, you take few words together. Yes.
Good question. Off the subject, but on the subject. So when you write, let's say Bereshit Bara Elokim, right? But then you don't write Elokim. Let's say for the Torah.
Yeah.
And you write it later. Is that okay?
Yes. The only thing that needs to be in order, we're gonna learn it.
ואם כתב שלא מן הכתב, יש אוסרין לקחו בו שלא בשעת הדחק ושומרים דבדיעבד לא פסל.
Now, what's the halacha if someone wrote piece of Torah without the tikkun? He didn't have the tikkun, so he just wrote from what he knows. בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמים ואת הארץ ואת הארץ ואת הטוב והרע. Without having the paper, so there is a machloket just like in the machloket of Lishma. He says, יש אוסרין לקחו בו. Meaning, some people are forbid you to read in that Sefer Torah if you have another option to use another Sefer Torah. And some are saying that b'di'eved it's kosher, it's lo pasal. Okay, so it's a little bit smooth this halacha, because what was the halacha we said at the beginning when he wrote with that intention? Without saying the sentence, no, it's not pasul or kasher. Yeah, with a machloket. Okay, we have a machloket. We have advozaken and some opinion saying pasul, afilu b'di'eved, and some opinion saying that it's kasher b'di'eved. Okay, but by the one that is writing without the text, okay, he wrote without the text. So what is the halacha? If you have another option to read from another sefer Torah, this is not good. Asur likru b'sefer Torah. It's forbidden to.
Is
Asur this one? Yes. Asur Torah, meaning it's forbidden to read from this Sefer Torah that was written without the text.
How do you know?
No, but this is the reason why we need Yirat Shamayim.
Yeah, that's because you need people do just like just that a lot of people know by heart, you know? Like people
exactly.
Have photographic memory. You know?
Yes, but you need to have the text at least in front of you. And some opinions saying b'di'eved lo pasal, meaning b'di'eved it's kosher. You could use it. Okay, so it's a little bit smoother. It's yes. Alakha vav af al pishehu kotev mitoch haktav. Now, okay, we understood that we need to write from the text. So he is using the text. Tzarich gam ken sheikra kol teva befiv. Come here, a very hard thing to do, but you need to do. So far, this is what he needs to do. Every single word needs to be said.
Before writing.
Bereshit, Bereshit. Bara, Bara. Elokim, Elokim. Et Hashemayim, Et Hashemayim. Et Haaretz. You need to say the words that you're writing.
Then he hasn't pronounced right.
Huh?
Wow, okay.
Okay? So if you write a Megillah, Vayehi, Vayehi, Bime, Bime, Achashverosh, Achashverosh. You need to say, keeping saying. Okay? אפל פי שהוא כותב מתוך הכתב, צריך גם כן שיקחה כל טבע בפיו. קודם שיכתוב כדי שלא יתאה. Why do you need to say it? First of all, regular reason for not making a mistake. If you say ובלכתך, it will be ובלכתך, not ובלתך. You will say ולכתך. ויקדים המאוחרות מחמת שגירותו בהן. Why? Because you might skip any words. Why? Because you're writing Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. You could skip words very easily if you don't say the word that you're holding on. Okay? So this is the first reason. Miktad ve'al peh ve'ashe'ar mitoch haktav. Okay? And then he says, ve'gam, second reason, kedei shetehi kedushat hevel kriyat kol teva ve'teva yotze, it's more a mystical reason, for your speech,
like Hashem.
You create holiness into the word that you're writing.
Like Hashem, you're Hashem now.
Kedushat Hevel, the holiness of your blowing, Kriyat Kol Teva Veteva, by reading each word and word, Ayut Semipiv, that comes out from his mouth, Nimshechet Al Ha'otiyot, it goes into the letters that you're writing, but Admor HaZaken didn't bring that second reason. Admor HaZaken brought only the first reason. What is the first reason?
That you cannot
forget everything.
That?
You won't forget.
You won't forget to write one word, and you will make avoid the mistakes. Rak divrei puraniyot eino tzarich lekrot befiv. But he says, if you get to parashat bechukotai or kitavo, then there is the curses, and you are not comfortable to read the curses and to say it, so you could just write the curses and not reading it. Okay, so there is one exception in this rule. This is the curses.
Of the subject. So what if you're doing the Shai Megal, Shai
Shnemichal Chatagum?
And you have to say?
Of course. No, Shnemichal, the mitzvah is to say it. Here, the mitzvah is to write it. We don't want you to make a mistake. You're not comfortable, so we say, okay, you know what? For this parasha, you're fine.
Okay.
Okay. So you see how it goes. It started with intention, then it continues with the text, then he says with the right reading of the text. Now, he's pointing out on something very important that the writing needs to be extremely accurate. Meaning, in Hebrew, you have chaser and yatir. What is the chaser and yatir? Chaserot and yatirot, meaning, you could write David, right? David is dalet vav dalet, David. Or you could write dalet vav yud dalet. Sometimes, in the Tanakh, it says, with a yud. So this is male. When there is a yud, is male. When it's chaser, meaning that the yud is not revealed. Yeah, it's missing. Okay? So sometimes the same word, it could be with a vav or without a vav. Mm-hmm. Okay? Or with a yud or without a yud. Only vav and yud could be missing. So, sometimes hana'ara, it says hana'ar, with a missing hay. But the most often letters that are missing mm-hmm. or may be missing is yud and vav.
So which one is which?
What?
One is, which one you just said, two words? What are the two words?
As chaser, meaning missing.
Missing.
And yatir, meaning
it's not
how it's supposed to be, because sometimes it's supposed to be chaser, but yatir meaning full. Full meaning with all the letters possible, and missing meaning with missing letters, that it might be there.
like Yaakov, Hanais was above.
Exactly, exactly. Many examples you could give. Okay, so v'idakdek b'chaserot v'eterot, you need to be very careful about that, because sometimes you write the word and you don't pay attention that it needs to be with chaser or male, and this is a problem. Why? Because if you write something missing full or vice versa, this is pasul. A Sefer Torah that has a chaser or a yatir and needs to be the opposite, pasul. And if it's tefillin, every day that you make a bracha on it, bracha levatala, vain bracha, you say Hashem's name in vain. So basically, and today, Baruch Hashem, with the technology, we have ways how to check. We have the computers that are checking Mezot Fin and Sefer Torah from Yatir and Chaser. And at the beginning, when they just found that computer, the way how to do it, they found so many Sifrei Torah that are pasul, so many Sefer Torah that are missing letters or extra letters.
It's a program that you could download?
It's a program, yeah.
You could download?
No, it costs $2,000 to have this.
It's good to have. You're bedding, you need to have it.
Why? If I walk into Sefer Torah, people are bringing their Sefer Torah, of course.
That's
but if saying. I have almost no Sefer Torah to check, why should I get this?
I'm saying if you have like a lot.
So, of course, but if you don't have more, what I do, after I'm writing a mezuzah, I'm bringing to a sofa that has it, I'm paying him $5 or whatever,
okay.
And he's taking a picture of it, okay, and the computer is analyzing it, I'm sure that they could make an application from it, an app.
Of course, yeah.
And then he's catching all the letters that are extra or not extra, and or missing, and the letters that are a little bit questionable. Also, it's everything that it detects. But you cannot rely on that computer because you need to check it by yourself. Okay?
Voilà.
So,
how do they know that the machine has the correct version of the Torah, not the Torah scrolls themselves?
No, but because the PDF, the we taught the computer what is the right way of Torah. Understand? ונמצא המניחים אותם מברכים בכל יום ברכה לבטלה, וגם שרואים בכל יום בלא מידת תפילין, and the one that is making a mitzvah, a bracha of the tefillin, and he has the tefillin with an extra letter, so it's pasul, it's as if he didn't put on the tefillin. ונמצא הנשא סופר מרובה, and the one that wrote, is going to have a big punishment. ותיבה שהיא קרי וכתיב כגון, הדכתיב ישגלנה וקרינה נשכבנה, וכתיב ובאפולים ובתחורים, חצבם צריך לכתוב כפי הכתיב, ואם שינה וכתב כפי הכתיב עשה. Now, we have two places in the whole Torah that a full word needs to be written in a way and
pronounced
in a different way. You know this? In Parashat Kitavo, in the curses, it says it needs to be written ishgalena. And the Baal Koreh, when he's reading it, he's saying Yishkavena. Yishkavena. Another example, Uva Folim. This is what it says, it's written, but he needs to say Uva Tchorim.
Why?
This is it. Because
there are two words in there, right?
Two words that you need to be read completely different, not a missing letter or an extra letter. It's completely different letter. A word.
How would you read those two words?
Yish galena. Here.
Okay.
Yish galena.
Yish galena. That's how you read it.
This is how it's written. It's written.
And how you read it?
Yish kavena. Here. We need to read it. Yish kavena. Meaning that you have.
That alarm it out. And
it's a chaf.
And a bet.
Then uvat folim. It says like that. You need to read uvat chorim. Okay. And you need to write it as it should be written, not as it should be read, of course. And if he wrote Ishkavena, how it should be, so it's pasul, of course.
So he's not allowed to say how it's written.
It's not allowed. It's making your Kriyat HaTorah pasul. You understand?
No.
Meaning that you are not allowed to write.
No, writing is okay. I understand you wrote it,
yeah.
But when you say it's a different thing.
Yes. So the if someone
is saying, meaning the same.
almost, not exactly the meaning, but we never saw such a thing in the whole Torah that you say is not a word at what it's
right,
written.
Different, yeah.
Okay, so it's an exceptional also, and it needs to be written as it should be written, not as it should be read.
Right.
If he changed, pasul.
So did he change the writing or change the reading?
No, we are speaking about someone that is writing.
Right.
So
he
changed.
If he wrote it like this, it's pasul, but if he wrote it, it's okay.
Of course, this is what it should be.
Right.
Okay. He says like this. What we said until now. If you're writing, you need to write from a text. Okay, this is a part of intention. This is a part of the halachot that we need to have. Not only that, you need to say the words of the text before you're writing. Why not making a mistake? But he says this is the halacha only for Sefer Torah. Why? Because Sefer Torah is huge. You cannot be full. You cannot know everything.
Yeah.
You cannot know everything. So therefore, you need to have a text. But tefillin and mezuzah, some people know how to write a mezuzah without looking. Okay, so they are allowed to write a mezuzah or a tefillin without the text. Without the text, but
it's recommended, right?
He needs no. But he needs to say the word even if he doesn't have the text. He needs to say the next word that he's going to write.
If he has the text, does he still need to say the word?
Of course, this is what we said until now.
Yeah. Both of them.
Always need to say the words. Yeah. The text. Sefer Torah is obligation, and mezuzah and tefillin, it's only if you are baki, if you know all the things, all the details. Kodem shartei Hashem hayitei v'yakdim me'ocharot, v'chamat shigoyen, v'afilu im echad mikra oto mila b'mila, tzarich shehu gam ken lehotzi b'kol mila b'fiv. He says that even if someone says, okay, now write Shema, and you write Shema, Israel, you write Israel, you need to say it, okay? Someone is next to you to tell you what to write, you need to say and repeat after him. ואם כותב מן הכתב, ראייתו בכתב שיפנינו מועלת כמו הקריאה בפיו. And if he's writing from a text, תפילין המזוזות, that the text is not obligated, he's looking at the words, he doesn't have to say the words. You understand? So when he needs to say the words, only for Torah. This is Admor HaZaken. Okay? According to the Keset HaSofer, everything needs to have to be read before you're writing. Admor HaZaken says that only Torah needs to be read. Metvim Ezot, if you have the text, you could only see, look at it, and you're writing. Okay? If you don't have the text, you need to say it. Rim kotev min haktav ra'yato. Okay. Ach im enam shegurot befiv en ra'yato biktav moelet lo. But if you are not baki, you don't know how to write a mezuzah without a text. So you cannot only looking at the text and writing down. You need to say it. So what is the conclusion for us? Because we don't know all the details of Tefillin, Mezuzot, and Sefer Torah. Have a text and say each word before you write. This is it. Okay?
Safer.
Huh?
It's safer.
It's much safer.
Yeah.
This is it.
And you're correct.
Halachat et. Afilu mitach haktav eno rashei lechtov. אלא מי שהוא יודע לקרות, שאם אינו יודע לקרות, אף על פי שיודע לכתוב את האותיות, יכול לטעות בקל ולא מרגיש נאו. He says something else. We said that you have the text. And the text needs to be read before you're writing. Okay? This is the conclusion. Now, he says here something else. He says, someone that doesn't know how to read without nekudot. He's reading, but not correctly. Okay? Without nekudot. So he says like this. If he doesn't know how to read the word correctly, he cannot write. Because if you read it in a crooked way, in a not a good way, so very easily you could make a mistake. Okay? Afilu mitach haktav eino rashai. He cannot write from the text, ela only whoever he knows how to read from it. Shem eno yoda likhot, because if he doesn't know how to read from it, af al pi sheyoda likhtov, even if he knows the letters of the sofrut, he could make a mistake very easily. So therefore, it's better to know how to how to read it properly. Good?
So if it's reading, what if he has the things with the nekudot? This doesn't count?
If you have the nekudot and you read it with the nekudot, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, because you have the whole thing with the nekudot.
With the nekudot. Yeah, if you could read properly with the nekudot, it's good.
Okay.
But usually the tikkunim are not with nekudot.
Right,
so you need to add it if you if you're not sure how to write, how to read it, you need to add it. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, הלכה יוד, מותר ליטול דיו מן האות הכתוב כשהוא צריך לדיו לצורך הכתיבה או אפילו לזרקה לעיבוד אם הוא צריך כדי שתיבש מהר. Now, you will see that when you're writing, sometimes you're pressing it a bit more, too much, and the ink is falling down on the letter, then it's making a big letter, like a thick one. Are you allowed to take extra ink from that letter
and use for another letter?
And use for the letter, or to throw it into, throw it away? Mm. Are you allowed to take from a letter the extra ink? He says for it to dry quicker.
Yeah.
So he says yes, yeah, it is allowed to take the extra ink that flew into the letter in order to have that letter drying quicker. ויוכל לגלול את הספר. And then, after it's getting dry, you could close the sefer, the book, without any problem, because if it's very, very wet, if you close it on it, it will be a mess. So you need to dry it. How do you do it? You take away the ink, and then what's happening? And then it could dry as it's supposed to be. So he says, you could take it, use it for another letter, for the next word, let's say you are in the middle of writing, or you could take it and throwing it away, but to take it and to write, hello mister, how are you? Okay, this is like chol, not kadosh, not holy words, this is not allowed. Meaning that ink that was used for a holy word cannot be used for a not holy word, but it could be thrown. Or it could be written for another word. This is for a regular word. Okay? A regular word. But if it's Hashem's name, so it says, "Min Hashem asur likach et adyo," you are not allowed to take any ink, even if it's a very thick letters, because of the ink that flow, you leave it as is. Hashem's name, you cannot take back the extra ink.
What if you didn't write it yet? Let's say you just start to write the first letter. For sure, maybe write yud, for example.
Okay, and then what happened on that yud? There is too much ink.
Yeah.
No matter, you cannot stop first on the Hashem's name. You can need to continue, but even if after you continue, you cannot take back the ink from Hashem's name because it's as if you erase Hashem's name. Yeah. Umei Hashem asur likach dio afilu im rotzi lichtov b'shum shem acher. Even if you want to use, there is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, three times Hashem. Hashem, 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 right? You want to take the ink from Hashem to another Hashem, it's not allowed. Achim, yesh bo dio yoter min haraoy, az yesh lehakel afilu leabdo, mishum de mitchilato, lo nitkadesh, ela ma shetzarich lo, umuta umutoro mekalkel le. He says, but there is some situations that it's not over, it's not only a little bit more ink that it should be. It's completely huge letter that became like this, very, very thick ones. And if you don't take it back, the whole names of Hashem will become ruined. So, because it's a part of fixing Hashem's name, so then it's allowed to take it and to throw the ink, because it's very, the extra over ink. But if it's not the extra ink, it's not the extra ink, is. It's not so much ink. It's a little bit more than you cannot use. Okay, so we have two situations. One, it's not allowed. One, it will be allowed. Okay. Last halacha, and then Bezat Hashem, I will send you a test. A test for Siman Gimel and Daret. Good. Say halacha. He says, "Kodve svarim tefillin u'mezuzot shebaul laniach." את היריעה כדי שתתייבש לא יהפכו הכתב למטה, אף על פי שהוא מתכוון, כדי שלא יעלה אבק על הכתב. וכמקום דרך ביזיון הוא, אלא יהיה פני הכתב למעלה ויפחוס עליה בגד או כופלה. והכי דלא אפשר יהפוך את הכתב דאי לא הפיך איכא ביזיון פיה. Some סופרים, they prefer after they finish to write to flip over, to flip the parchment on itself in order for having the letters getting dry quicker. They want to cover the letters, because if it stay like this, the letters are here, so it might fall, or it might be any a mosquito or something, coming and is making a mess. So they are flipping it. Don't do it. It's not kavod for the ktav to flip the ktav. Okay, but in any situation that you don't have the choice, very, very, very fast situation, so then we are able to let you do it, because if you will not do it, it will be a bigger disrespect. Okay, so this is the Gezeta Sofer Siman Dalel, and we are. I want you to review, please. Review Siman Gimel Dalet, and if you can review Alef Bet Gimel Dalet, because we cannot forget.
Yes.
Okay. So if you have any question, we could.
What two of the requirements in the writings that you need to say that sentence before?
Yes.
And you need to have a clear mind.
Yes.
But what if while they're writing they get distracted and they write a word?
What's between distracted?
Yeah, like thought.
They said they saw a bird or something.
You're writing.
Yeah.
And you get distracted.
Yeah.
It's not. When we say that you need to have a clear mind, it doesn't mean that it's always to be focused. I thought about something else. That's it. It's no. The general thought that you have is now I'm writing a mezuzah. The general thought, even if afterwards you're listening to a music, or you're listening to two people that are speaking or whatever. If in your mind you have now a clear mind that you're writing a mezuzah or whatever, of course. It's fine. Okay. This is a very good one.
Very good one.
I have it also.
My notes in the last class.
With which rabbi are you touching?
Rabbi Daniel Cohen.
Daniel Cohen, I don't know.
He's the sofer checker for Rabbi Not Chaim.
He's the sofer that what?
He's
writing for Rabbi
Ben Chaim. Yeah.
You have his picture?
Yeah.